Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Bad games by Curry and Clay spell good news for the Warriors. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. So we thought this NBA Finals would be a classic, did we? The first game was a dud in so many ways, particularly for Warriors stars Stephen Curry and Clay Thompson, who combined for a season low of 20 points on 8 for 27 shooting and a paltry plus-minus of plus 4 points while both were on the court. That's a formula that should have given LeBron James and Cleveland a big edge in Game 1, but it underscored what I said just 2 days ago. The Warriors are the better team, even if King James is the best player on the court. Looking at the extended box score, it's easy to see why. Not a single Cavaliers starter finished the game playing plus minutes. In fact, the only Cavs who were on the court when their team was outscoring Golden State played a combined 15 minutes. That resulted in dreadful shooting of 38% for the 104-89 losers. Besides Golden State's two cold stars, the rest of the Warriors made 35 of their 60 shots, which is nearly 60%. Harrison Barnes set the tone by scoring 9 points early while the Cleveland defense concentrated on Curry and Clay. James had the best box score with 23 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists, reaffirming he is one of the best all-around players in the history of the game. He is about to reach a plateau in scoring, rebounding, and assists that only Oscar Robertson has reached. Not Jordan, not Magic, not Bird, not Kobe. But the difference is those guys played on better teams that combined for 19 NBA championships. Bron has 2 and looks to be holding. Take Kyrie Irving, the former Dookie, is perhaps the most overrated player in the game. Irving has the worst plus-minus career statistic of any point guard in the NBA, which means he is a really bad defender. And he did not offset that with his offense Thursday night, missing 15 of his 22 shots. Overrated, the chant goes. Golden State plays a brand of basketball that the rest of the NBA is still trying to figure out and catch up with. The Warriors can win in so many ways, including when Stephen Curry shoots 4-15 and his gunning mate Klay Thompson goes 4-12. And the game wasn't even close. That's trouble for LeBron and his team, who have 2 days to figure it out before going home down 0-2. This is Archansky. See ya.